be sure that what you know for sure is actually sure. You'll find out how to be sure in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. Most people spend a considerable amount of time planning a vacation. When will we have the time? Where will we go? And what will we do when we get there? And where will we stay? How long will we stay there? All of those things are important. Now, there are some folks who just hop in the car and see where the road takes them. I can't do that. If I did, I'd get lost before we got out of our neighborhood. We'd have to have our vacation in the backyard. James describes the importance of planning, with a twist. Far too often, our plans focus on the wrong goal. In James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." Commercial activity expanded rapidly during the first century. The Roman Empire improved methods of travel, creating opportunities for those who had the resources to take advantage. Some of them grew wealthy, and some of those who grew wealthy also became believers. Wealth can be a dangerous thing. It can lull us into a sense that we've got life under control. James warns about the danger of building your future on a shaky foundation. He uses the wealthy merchant as an example. The man who says, today or tomorrow, we'll go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Great plan, except for one thing. You don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. James puts it this way. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. The fog is lifting, and it is us. James is repeating the teaching that Jesus gave in his parable about the man who fills his barns with a great harvest and then builds bigger barns to store more, only to die before he has the opportunity to use any of it. In Luke chapter 12, verses 20 through 21, Jesus says, "But God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you've prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." The problem was not in building nice barns or even in planning for an overflow of the harvest. The problem was in forgetting the purpose. The man prepared to store his grain, but failed to prepare for the day that he would stand before the Lord. The Bible does not condemn planning, just inadequate planning. Planning for earthly wealth, forgetting what matters is not in this world, that's a tragic mistake. My cousins and I were going to build a roller coaster. Our plan was to build a track out of 2x4s and then use an old radio flyer wagon as the coaster. We planned to use the slope of the roof of my cousin's house to make the whole thing work. Fortunately, one of my cousins realized the problem and asked, "So what happens when we get to the end of the roof?" Planning is a good thing, whether it's financial planning or career planning or even planning a vacation. The most important thing about planning, however, is to ground all of our plans in God's will. James 4:15 says, "Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." We often think that life is a sure thing. It's not. What is sure is our relationship with Jesus. Make him the center of everything that you plan, and you can be sure that what you know for sure is actually sure. And now, you're 5 minutes closer.
My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.